Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2007. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 408 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks. It's time for the next mini talk here in the Community Corner. At this point, I'd like to introduce Tony Eppel. Tony is the project leader for Project Jarvis. Jarvis is a Jasper Reports visual designer for NetBeans. Tony is a geneticist and computer scientist working for Genomatics. I knew I would get it sooner or later. Genomatics Software in Munich. He leads their Java team there, and Tony and his colleagues are developing life science software aimed at understanding gene regulation. Today, he's going to talk about his open source project, Jarvis. Tony?
Thank you very much. The talk is going to have nothing to do with genetics anyway, so don't be afraid. Well, it's my first time at Java 1, and I must really say I love it here. And today I would like to introduce my project, which is hosted at the tools community at java.net. And it's a visual designer for the reporting tool Jasper Reports. The Jasper Reports library, everyone knows it. It's the most popular reporting library, I guess, in the Java world. I think they have been awarded just right now, today. Well, my project is about integrating this into NetBeans. So first I would like to give you an overview, show you what this project is all about, what you can expect from it, and what features are in there. I'll give you a short demo so you can see how far it is now, and show you when we expect to be ready for releasing it. Well, if you're not driven away by them and you decide that you would like to participate in that project, I can give you some directions on that too. And last, I will give you some resources if you need further readings or want to have additional information on this project. So let's start with the overview. What it's all about is I wanted to have a visual designer that features drag and drop support and really simplifies the development of reports. And I wanted to have this, there's always two perspectives. You want to simplify things, but you still want to have all the details at hand. That's why I decided to have it as an XML multi-view editor, so you can do two-way editing with it. I wanted to go for a tight integration with the IDE, which is in two ways. The first way is I wanted to reuse all the cool stuff that is available from NetBeans, and the next thing is I wanted to give the developers a chance to simplify their development and integrate it in the sense of that they can generate their Java classes in a really simple way, the Java classes that they need to configure their resources or that they need to execute their reports. And the most important part is what's in it for the developer, because it's published under the CDDL license, and that means that you can put that visual designer into your own project if you like. So there was one guy approaching me, and he said, I heard you're doing a visual designer for NetBeans, and I'm writing a customer relationship management system. So can I integrate it? And that's exactly what it's meant for. That it's and this is something that was really missing in the past, and this is exactly what I meant, what I wrote it for, because I needed that too. So there are basically four libraries that I used for that. And the first one is Schema2Beans that I used for the XML binding. It's a library that's from NetBeans, available from NetBeans. It's an older library, but it's very cool because it's very useful to work with editors. It's when you do unmarshalling, it keeps the indentation and comments and stuff. I'm using the XML multi-view API, which is a rather not so well-known API. It's not a public API in the NetBeans world, but it's very good if you want to create something like this. It handles the synchronization between the views and stuff. And most important, and this was one of the reasons why I started doing this, is the NetBeans Visual Library, which is a very, very good library to create graph-like structures or anything that is visual. It's David Kasper has developed this, and it's very good. I think it's too little known in the developer world. So if you don't like my talk and you go away and say, I don't need Jarvis, have a look at this library anyway. and obviously there's Jasper Reports library at the heart of it to create and execute the reports. So let's now go for the features that are supported right now. There is file type support for some type of files related to Jasper Report. That's the JRXML files that define a report and the queries and the fields and stuff. And there's JRPrint, which is the result of the report that you can have a viewer for inside of the component. There's a multi-view editor component that you can use to visually design, or you can go to the XML perspective and do stuff like, for example, string replacements, or which is much easier to be done in an XML view than in the visual component. Jarvis is featuring editable property sheets for all the report elements. Those are integrated into the IDE as usually property sheets are. And there are advanced property sheets for more. Well, we want to go for something visual, so they got more visual feedback. For example, you can see how the borders will look like, or the fonts, or color chooses and stuff. There's drag and drop support from the palette with all the charts, parameters, fields, and so on. All the stuff from Jasper Reports. And there's also drag and drop support for binding the data to the report, and for example, for adding images from the file system. So, well, I think we should simply have a look at it. And I'll see if I can start it up here. Okay. Seems to work. I'm working with NetBeans 6.0. This is a daily build, because I wanted to use Milestone 9, but it screwed up my class loader, so something didn't work, so I'm using a daily build here. And, let's create a new report. You can just go for New Files, and there's a Jasper Report section now. We select Jasper Report Template File, and enter a name. Well, it's obvious. And now you get your report here with those resizable bands. And you get hints here, over here, by this component, what you can do just now. It's context sensitive. You get a preview component that... Okay, I expected something like this to happen. So it works now. That ships with the Jasper Reports library. And I use this mainly for debugging reasons, because the report is compiled to create this view. And if something goes wrong here, then you probably should send me an email. And, then it's a bug. And here is the XML perspective that is coming from NetBeans. You got all this syntax highlighting and... you got this XML navigator over here that you can use to navigate through the document. Now let's go back to the design view. Okay, the light bulb tells me that I can drag and drop elements here, so let's do that. We got those in-place editors here. And you can see up here, when you click on one of the elements, one of the text-based elements, then you have this toolbar up here, which is another place where you can change the look and feel or adjust your text elements. So I will enlarge this a little bit so that it's a big hello. And I can use the context menu to either do something with the properties, or I can click this button to adjust the size, because right now it was a bit too small to fit all the text in. So the next thing I would like to show you is how you can use Jasper Report with the file system. So you can drag and drop images here. I'll put another one. Okay. Again, I can resize them. And I can use the properties to make some adjustments. I can either set the borders or stuff. That is what I meant with the visual feedback. So you can, like, have here select some borders for this stuff. And you can, like, change the resize behavior. So, for example, now it is going to resize in a different way when you resize it. If I could, I guess I get some memory problems right now. Okay, it works now. So this is clipping, but you can also go for, like, give a diet to Chuggy and use this fill frame. So let's again adjust the size. And now for the more important part, I would like to add some data to the report. So let's go to the Runtime tab. And it's tightly integrated into the IDE Database Explorer. The JDBC data source is the main data source that is supported now. And you can just use drag and drop to add this data to... This is one database that ships with NetBeans. It's just a standard database that I'm using here. You can use any JDBC connection for that. And you can just drag and drop the columns here, and they will show up. And what is special is that when you drag and drop it, it's context sensitive. So when I dropped it here to the column header, it only put the column labels up, while when I put it here into the details band, that is where in Jasper Reports the data goes, then it creates the fields. I will resize this a little bit. So basically, now we are set. This is a report, and it can be executed right now and like this. So you can select your data source from up here and execute the report by just pressing this generate report button. And hopefully you will have in a few seconds a report that contains some data. Okay. Here we have the data. It doesn't look very beautiful because I didn't have so much space to design it right here. But what you can see is it contains all the data here, and I have integrated this component that ships also with the Jasper Reports library into a top component. And you can use this to view any Jasper Report print files. So you can go back to these reports later and print it out, for example, in a different format. So right now you can use PDF, rich text format, HTML, and all those formats that are supported by Jasper Reports. And I will store it here in the file system. Okay, override it. And let's have a look at it. Oh, I didn't open the browser first, so it may take a while. So here it is. So basically, this is as easy as it get as it can get to create a report with Jasper Reports, I think. And this is basically what you can do with Jasper Reports and Jarvis now in NetBeans. But there will be full support for all these features later on this year. The project started about 6 months ago, and in January we released our first buildable version on dev.java.net. And we are right now about to graduate this project from the incubator, and we're planning to have a beta release in August so that we can release it finally together with NetBeans 6.0, because it heavily relies on some features that are only available from NetBeans 6.0. And, well, hopefully we can step on and make it better from then. So the vision is, the visions are very simple. First, it should be useful for the developers, so they can use it, they can build on it, they can have their classes generated and can easily work with Jasper Reports and NetBeans. And then it should be made useful to the non-developers. It should be simplified. The first part is putting in features and putting in buttons and stuff. But the more important part is taking them out again when the users don't need to see them. So if you want to integrate something in a, for example, a customer relationship management system, you cannot expect the people who work with it to be Jasper Report experts. So they won't be, need the XML perspective, for example. And to be able to work without the XML perspective, it should be made simpler. Today I was at Jaspersoft, and I was talking to Giulio Toffoli, who is the designer of iReport. And we were exchanging ideas, and we're talking about what we think should be a visual designer. And we think it should strongly go into the direction of a component-based thing. So you can just drag and drop tables in there. You can drag predefined like Wii cards or something or stuff. And not so much working with fields. And this is stuff that is necessary in the background, but it isn't necessary to have it available for, especially if you have users that are not trained to work. Oh, hi. who are not trained to work with this XML part. So if you would like to participate, I would like to ask you to first play around with it, and because this is the most important part. You can identify the problems that it has, and you can send me an email, participate in the mailing list, and send back feedback to me. And if you are further interested in how it works, check it out of the CVS and request features, send bug reports, submit patches and stuff. And if you would like to be a developer, then you should contact me directly, so we can talk, learn to know each other, and work it out. There are lots of points where you can step in. So, for further readings, there's the project homepage as the first resource. I'm blogging a little bit about Jarvis and NetBeans development. There's the JasperForged site, which is very useful if you want to know what all these elements mean, and they have these quick references. Again, there's the NetBeans visual library that you can use for a lot of stuff. There's the XML Multiview API, which has no homepage. And the best resource right now is the blog of Vadiraj, which I have created as a reference here. There's the Schema2Beans library at NetBeans. And, well, if you want to build your own multi-view visual designer for XML, there's going to be a very nice project real soon. Well, the project is there, but we get to fill it up with content. Kirtian and Vadiraj and me, we were talking about that we want to have something more generic and create visual designers for NetBeans. So I would like to thank my company that they give me the time to work on this project, the Java Tools community, especially they have been very, very supportive. my fellow developer, Tanja Drücke, who is working on the properties and stuff and the data sources, Kertjan, who is the chief Jarvis evangelist, and David Kasper, who is the author of the NetBeans Visual Library, and he was very, very cool and helped me understand that the visual library is not Swing, and if you understand that, then it's really simple. So thank you for being here. If you have questions,
Thank you, Tony.
Jarvis, visual design for NetBeans. Remember, folks, that the mini talks will be continuing all day today on the half hour. They last about 20 minutes each. The next talk will be at 1:30. It will be presented by Jin Yoon. And listen up, folks, listen up. This is about the Java programming contest for university students. Should be interesting to a number of people here. Okay? We'll see you in a few minutes.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2007 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner, or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.